couple relatively short ideas on Rosh Hashanah from Pshischa. As you know, this week we don't have a Parsha. There's no Parsha this week because Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Yeah. And therefore we read the Parshios of Yishmael and Yitzchak. Talked about it on Tuesday. But still have a lot to talk about for Rosh Hashanah. And next week, by the way, this slot is going to be the quote-unquote Shabbos Shuvah Drasha instead of Pshischa. I'll see if I can fit some Pshischa in there. I'm pretty sure I have a Sfas Emes on what I'm talking about, so that'll be Yotze. And if you guys could supply your own chulent, then it's a full package. Okay. We have an interesting idea from Reb Simcha Banim. Reb Simcha Banim says the following. The following story. Story time from Pshischa. Rav Simcha Banim says the following story. Sipur Ma'asezeh, Ben Melech, Marad Ba'aviv. There's a son of a king, a prince, who rebels against his father. V'nigzer alav galus, he's got to be sent away. Right? I always love these analogies because everybody knows exactly who's who in the analogies. The king, the son, everything's clear. You just have to go through the analogies to understand it first. Oh, you want your own share? Okay. So he says, Ben Melech, Marad Ba'aviv, v'nigzer alav galus. Liyamim, after a long time, Nisoru Rachmei HaMelech, the king has mercy on his son. V'shalach sar l'chapes oso, and he sends a messenger to go find his son. Achrei chupusim merubim, after he's looking far and wide to find his child. Mitzao hasar bi'ir rechoka bebeis merazech yachef lavush kraim kshu merakei sham. He finds his son in a far off place, all disheveled. He's dancing v'imo shikorim ibnei dalas ha'am, and he's dalas ha'am. He's dancing in this place with a bunch of drunk, you know, simple people. Yeah, you put it in the garbage. Good. Hasar hishtachav elifnei ben hamelech. The messenger now is coming in front of this disheveled former prince, or I guess still prince, who is sitting in this bar of some kind amongst all these drunks, and he says to him, Nishlachti al yedei avicha. Your father sent me, Adoni HaMelech, my master, the king, l'sha'alcha, to ask you, ma she'ela seich u'ma bakashasech. Borrowing the line from Esther, from Achashverosh to Esther. Ben HaMelech paratz bebechi v'amar. The child cries out. He screams and he cries out. V'amar, and he says, im al avi HaMelech tov. Right, using the same words from Achashverosh, from Esther. Im al avi HaMelech tov, if it's good for the king, Yitzav elitzen li magafayim chazakim. Give me some good clothing. Mituch tzachim v'notzitzim. Some nice clothes. All I want is some nice clothes, right? He's got some disheveled clothes. I want some nice clothes, some nice pants. V'sayim harebi revbanim. He tells the story and he says, Af anu kach. So too we're the same way. Now what exactly is the nimshal here? Says Rav Simcha Banim, B'tfilaseinu lefnei avinu shemashamayim, in front of our Father in heaven, anu mevim lefanav bakashos kitanos. We ask for very little things. Amazonos, suparnasa, give us some food, give us some money. V'ein anu zoakim al shchinasa begalusa. But we never ask about getting away from our galus. We never ask about coming back to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? This prince, he's being asked, whatever you want. We could ask for whatever we want. And what do we ask? For some nice clothes, some nice food. We don't ask to come back to the king. We don't ask to get our home, our room back in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein anu mevashim geula shlema. Hached hagadol v'yoser. Says Rav Simcha Banim. The greatest sin a person can do, Shayahudi, a Jew can do, shehu shocheach, shehu ben melech. The greatest sin a son can do is forget that he's a prince. That's what Rav Simcha Banim says is our tafkid in Rosh Hashanah. And it's very ironic because if you take it to its extreme, two chairs, if you take it to its extreme, what it means is we spend all of Rosh Hashanah coronating the king, blowing the shofar, recognizing of Hashem's malchus. The more we recognize Hashem's malchus, the more we should recognize our own malchus. The more we recognize and appreciate who Hashem is, the more we realize how great we are. That we are also a ben melech. And this is actually exactly what we say every time we say Avinu Malkeinu, right? We don't necessarily have it on Shabbos, but at least the minhag is not to have it on Shabbos. But on Sunday, we'll say Avinu Malkeinu. What's Avinu Malkeinu? Our Father, our King. That means we're the Prince, right? We're the Prince asking Hashem for things. Hachzirim b'tshuva shleima lefanacha. What does it mean, Hachzirim b'tshuva shleima? Says the Rav Simcha Banim. Shleima could also mean getting everything back. Not just asking for clothing, not just asking for parnasa, but get everything, ask for everything. You're the prince. You should be able to ask. You should be able to get everything. They tell a story about my wife's great uncle, Zatzal, Rabbi Chaim Fassman, who was a rav in L.A. for a long time, the kollel there. He tells a story about the king of Morocco. One time, the king of Morocco, you know, was visiting his mother. I forgot where. His mother lived somewhere. And the mother lived right next door to another Jewish family. And the Jewish family had a son, and the son was having bar mitzvah. So the king of Morocco wanted to, you know, thank the neighbors for always taking care of his mother, who was older in age, and the Jewish family always took care of them. So when it came to this boy's bar mitzvah, so the king of Morocco gave him a check for his bar mitzvah. And it was tens of thousands of dollars. And the Jewish family comes to the king of Morocco and says, do you know that, like, when it comes to bar mitzvah, it's not really the normal thing? You can give $18, $30, $36. If you really want to get fancy, $180. Tens of thousands of dollars. No one ever gives that for a bar mitzvah. You don't understand. Here, take this back and give us, you know, a smaller amount. So the king of Morocco says, you think I don't know what a regular amount for a gift is? Of course I know. But I'm the king of Morocco. I don't give small gifts. The king gives big gifts. So the mashal, the nimshal being that if we're really the son of the king, if we have the attention of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, so we also should be asking for big things. If we really recognize who we are, and we recognize that relationship that we have with Hashem, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, so then we should also be able to give. You should be able to ask for big gifts, not just parnasa, not just a nice pair of pants, but the geula shleima, as David HaMelech says, shifti beis Hashem kol yemei chayei. So that's idea number one from Reb Simcha Banim, to teach us about our own value going into Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to focusing on our lack thereof. Okay. Off? Another interesting concept, right? Something that everyone's familiar with, and that is the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. The simanim, by the simanim, I don't mean the simanim of the Shulchan Aruch, but those are important too. But the simanim meaning those things that we eat, the funny stuff, all the carrots and the leek and the beet and all the, I'm sure everyone's got their own things. You know, I don't know if anyone here makes up their own simanim. If you do, I'd love to hear what they are. I'm sure, like, this is the type of thing that some people like to do. You know, I had a friend who always used to have a raisin in celery, so they'd get a raisin salary. That was always their cute thing. But everyone's got their own shtick. So asks the Sfasemis, what's going on here? What's with the whole trickery, the whole shtick? Why are we doing the shtick? So says the, why are you taking off your jammies? That's not what he asked. So the Sfas Emes asks, what's going on here? So he says, Ki b'Rosh Hashanah, on a day like Rosh Hashanah, Ein mevakshin al inyanei ha'olam hazeh. It's not a time to think about this world. Okay, you have to wait a little bit, okay? No. No, you're not. Okay. Zvasema says that Rosh Hashanah is a time that we think about our spiritual selves. We think about where we stand spiritually, emotionally, intellectually. It's not a time taking on the heels of Rav Simcha Banim saying we shouldn't just ask for pants. We shouldn't just ask for shoes. We shouldn't just ask for other things that are simple. So he says the time for Rosh Hashanah is not the time to ask for. It's not the time to request gashmias things. V'yesh levakesh rak al, what should you ask for? V'tein pachtecha. Give us the real fear of heaven. This is actually a general theme of the Sfas Emes, apparently, about the Rosh Hashanah is about instilling fear in ourselves. the awe or the fear, different types of awe, different types of fear. But either way, v'timloch aleinu, right, that Hashem should rule over us, things that are beyond the simple gashmius things. V'lachein, and therefore, miramzin kol tzarkei olam hazeh, we therefore, whenever we talk about something in this world, we don't talk about it explicitly. When it comes to things that are in this world, we talk about them in ways that are just in remazim, hints, implicit things, never explicitly. Miramzin kol tzarkei olam hazeh, shem b'chalusim rak remez v'simen lo'olamos halyanim. Because even in, ultimately, forget about what we see with our own eyes. Even ultimately, everything in this world really represents something much greater. And therefore, even on Rosh Hashanah, which is a time where we focus on the things that are greater, we focus on the more spiritual aspects of life. So what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah with the Simanim is to show that I know I'm eating a beet right now. But this represents much more than just a beet, right? This represents, you know, the Gzardin, this represents, you know, Shekarsi, you know, Sonai, or whatever the phrase is, Shekarsim, Ayvenu, or something like that, whatever the word is. So he says, that's what the Ramazim is. We're using these physical things, but we're not using them as physical things, we're elevating them to more spiritual things. Ubu Rosh Hashanah, Shashem Yisparach Machadesh Eschiyuso Lakol Nivraim. Hashem is, and this is a loaded phrase, but I'll translate it as best as I can. Hashem is renewing His energy within all beings. Hashem's energy. Hashem's chiyus. He's putting His energy into everybody. L'kol Hashanah, for the rest of the year. Tzara kol echa la'asos ha'achanos. Every person has to make their preparations. Sheyuchal hitmaser rak la'avodas Hashem. So that they can be given over to things that are exclusively for Hashem. Exclusively for Avodas Hashem. Sure, you're going to have to wait for that, okay? V'tzorche ha'chomer dayam beremez. And when it comes to physical needs, when it comes to the physical world, that's enough to just allude to them. Talk about them with a hint here and there, but never to really talk about it. V'simna milsehi. And he says, he ends off this piece, v'simna milsehi. And that's symbolic. To say that that's what we're focusing on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not focusing on the physical world. We're focusing on the spiritual. We're focusing on grander ideas than just, you know, money or clothing, like we said from Simcha Banim. Coming on the heels of that, all three ideas today, working together. This one, a short one. Shuva Yisrael says, Menachem Mendel Mikatz, the Katzke Rebbe. Rebbe Simcha Banim, the Sfas Emes, and the Katzke Rebbe, all in one Pshis Kashir, the heavy hitters. And they're all coming in the same Mesorah, says the Katzke Rebbe, HaTshuva Nivra'a Lifnei HaOlam. The concept of tshuva was created before the world was created. Fascinating concept. That the Sof Ma'asev Machshava Tzchila, that Hashem created human beings with the ability to fail. Right? When He created the world, He created a world that has the propensity to mess it up. So that they could do tshuva. It was created before the world was created. And therefore, says the Katzke Rebbe, Kisha Adam Rotze Lashuv, when a person wants to do tshuva, Hu Tzarech Latzeis Min Ha'olam. If you really want to do tshuva, you have to realize that tshuva preceded the world. And therefore, you have to take yourself out of the world. Meaning, like Rav Simcha Banim, and like the Sfas Emes were just telling us, the time for tshuva, the time of Rosh Hashanah, is not a time to focus on this worldly things. We're talking about things that are much bigger, things that are much more innate, things that are much more eternal than our physical bodies, than our physical existence, than our physical, you know, sustenance around us. And this is something that connects back to, I think, what we talked about last year in for Parshas Kisavo, right, when it came to the Bikurim. So the Sfas Emes talks about, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Sfas Emes talked about the importance of Reishis. Right? It's Reishis Degancha, that the Bikurim are the beginning of your fruit. The beginning of your fruit, and you say that at Pesach, that's the beginning of the Jewish people, and you think about your own Reishis when it comes to Tshuva. Because Tshuva really means, what is Tshuva? Tshuva means to go back. What are you going back to? Where are you going back to? Right? You could either be going back to Hashem, maybe you went distance from Hashem, but it could also be, according to the Sfas Emes, that tshuva means you're going back to yourself. You're reconnecting to your eternal self, that which you had all the way back when, before you were even born. That soul, that pristine nature of your original self, says the Kutzker Rebbe. Tshuva was born before tshuva was. Hold on, Asher. Tshuva was created before the world was created, as if to say that we exist beyond the world. We exist before our physical existence. We exist after our physical existence. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, this is the time the world was conceived. Very interesting word. Hayom Haras Olam. How exactly do you work it within the calendar when the world was created? Is this Adam's birthday? Is it the first day of creation? Okay, not time to talk about that. But when we think about Rosh Hashanah, we say Hayom Haras Olam right after we blow the shofar. Today is the conception of the world. What does it mean, the conception of the world? It means, maybe, one could say, this is my own thing, you know, coming off of the Kutzker Rebbe, the world has not yet been created. Rosh Hashanah, the concept of tshuva, the concept of being our spiritual selves, came even while the world was only in conception. While the world was only being created, we already had an essence of tshuva. We already had this concept of being a spiritual being, a spiritual soul. That goes beyond in eternity. So we had three ideas that were all connected. Rav Simcha Banim tells us that when it comes to recognizing Hashem's Malchus, we have to be willing to request, as the son of the king, bigger gifts, like the king of Morocco. If Hashem is the king of the world and we're being Mamlechim in that way, so that means we have to recognize our own worth as the prince, that we don't just ask for some clothes, but we ask for big things because we recognize our own value, our own essence being much greater than just the physical, little physical things around us in the world. The Rav Simcha Banim talks about Geula and asking for the Beis HaMikdash back. We saw from the Sfas Emes, working off of that idea also, that that's the whole point of Simanim. The things that we're using in the physical world really represent much greater ideas, much greater purposes, and we're just using these things as hints to greater things. Even when it comes to these very, very mundane and physical items. And then lastly, we saw from the Kutzker Rebbe, tshuva was created, hold on one second, tshuva was created even before the world was created. That's why this whole essence, this essential, you know, spiritual entity that we're talking about, and we're fixing, we're going back to our righteous, our original soul. That's all what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, which is beyond this world. It's beyond the physical world. Birtz Hashem. With these ideas, we recognize that what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing in Yom Kippur, is not simply to give us life in the physical world, but to give us life in the spiritual world. And with that, I wish everyone Ksiva v'chasima tova. Birtz Hashem. We will reconnect in a couple weeks for Pshischa, and the Birtz Hashem should have a Gemar chasima tova, Ksiva tova, Gemar chasima tova, and a Shana tova. Birtz Hashem. I'll see a lot of you at Shul. Everyone should be well and happy and have a wonderful new year of growth and of health. Mirtz Hashem. Thanks for joining. I got to deal with this kid who is now completely naked. Thank you. Well.